Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. That's exactly what it is. And it's not terrible. Look, I've got the windows open here. I haven't had to have the AC on out here for a while. It's nice. No, it's nice. It's nice. Getting all sorts of tips about cement versus concrete. Cement is apparently the powder with which concrete is made after adding water, sand, gravel, and fairy dust. That comes from Jane in Short Pump. All right, Jane, I will take your word on that. All I know is I need somebody who knows how to mix it up and then put it in the ground and then stick this post from the new bail box that we finally bought after almost 5 years in the house. We've been thinking about it. And finally, I said, we got to get one. Oh, let me share this text before we get to Brian Maloney here. 804 says, Jeff, Chuck Pyle is old school. He's good. He's not inserting his opinion like the other guy did. Yeah, we used to have somebody doing something during the news period where, well, suffice to say, it didn't strike me as news. Charles Pyle, though, who's rejoined our team, is an absolute blessing. And I would agree with this 804 text. Charles is a real, honest-to-goodness reporter and journalist. That's what he's doing. And you can hear it. You can hear it. Top of the hour, bottom of the hour. What is he doing? He's giving you the news. He's not telling you, geez, I like this guy, I don't like that guy, or looking for every anti-Trump thing that's ever been out there, which, as you know, we've had. So we're thrilled. I'm thrilled that Charles has joined the team. I think he's a great addition. Brian Maloney is part of our little team here. He joins us once a week as we get into the election itself, and I'm always happy to welcome him here. Somebody who brings a background in terms of political activism and organization and campaigns, as well as being one of the best damn talk show hosts that this business has ever seen, Brian Maloney. Brian, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, I'm not your concrete guy. I can mix up the topics, not the... all right, man. That's bad.
Listen, oh, Brian, boy. just husband to husband here. Now, here's what's going on, all right?
I'm divorced.
Well, now there you go. Never mind. It didn't involve a mailbox, though, did it?
A mailbox.
Like the big final fight was not about a mailbox, was it?
No, I don't think so. No, okay, no, good. No.
All right, so I dodged that. All right, so we're going to still be okay. But, yeah, it's only like 4.5, 5 years. We go to this mailbox, which is put up by the prior owners. It has their college on it that neither Heidi nor myself have ever gone to, visited, or give a damn about. But it's been there for 4.5 years, and the door is broken. And long story short, I finally pulled the proverbial trigger and bought one, but now I don't know what. Unless I stand out there holding it each day for the mail lady to put the mail in, I got to find one of these.
Oh, guys. Somebody's going to drive by drunk and knock it over. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm putting up the new mailbox, and then my part of this is done, I think. Anyway, listen, let's talk a little bit about some political stuff, shall we? We are 47 days away from Election Day, and I don't know how it is up there in my other beloved Commonwealth, but here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, early voting starts tomorrow.
Well, yeah, and that's a little bit later up here. And, you know, we have a super nutty liberal reputation up here, but there have been standouts for Trump. There are signs out in front of houses for Trump. And, you know, he's in no danger of winning up here, unfortunately, but, you know, other than maybe an outside shot at New Hampshire. But, yeah. You know, the bottom line is there's a silent majority out there nationwide. I was just talking about this earlier. Even deep blue states have red pockets. And Jeff, that's why Trump is speaking on Long Island, because people are asking me, but wait, he's not going to win New York, right? But he needs to be on Long Island. Why? Yeah. Because if Republicans want to hold on to the House,
That's right.
You have to win those seats on Long Island, which is how we got in 2022, and those red areas in California inland. You know, so even Virginia, you know, these states, even Colorado, states that you would ordinarily write off on a statewide level, you've got to win these things inside of them still.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, people were, as you point out, wondering why Donald Trump went to Uniondale, Long Island. Well, there are people running in other parts outside of New York City who are Republicans. And I thought the other takeaway, you tell me, Brian, but I thought the other takeaway from this was that it was packed. Every time we hear, you know, nobody in New York would vote for on Long Island, it was packed and people were waiting hours to get in there.
Well, he did an event outside in the Bronx in a park, mm-hmm. and it was packed. So we had that. And the bottom line is, you know, there are tons of conservative people who live in a blue state for one reason or another. Could be family. Yep. Child custody, you know, there are all kinds of reasons, and, you know, they want to be heard too, and that's what this is about. So what he's doing is smart. He's talking about going to Aurora, Colorado too. You know, he's not going to win Colorado either, but, you know, he can make an impact in two or three of the congressional races there that matter a lot.
That's exactly right. And I'm curious, what are you making of his chances overall? I try and stay away from the polls that I know are push polls or skewed in one direction or the other. Try and, you know, do some aggregation. But what are you seeing and feeling as you look at this?
Well, I pour through every one of those polls, and I mean, you know, it's a miserable job looking through polls because one tells you one thing, the other tells you the other, and you just don't know who's telling you the truth or being accurate or knows what they're doing, you know. And so what you can do is take a scorecard that you can get at Real Clear Politics, and they give you the totals of which pollsters were the most accurate in 2020. Okay. So I'm going off of that list. And those are mostly conservative pollsters like Trafalgar and Rasmussen and other, not Fox.
Interesting.
Fox has an error rate 100% on side of the Democrats. Every time they were wrong, they favored the Fox's polling is very skewed to the left and very inaccurate as a result.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, tells us a lot about Fox these days.
Yeah, that is bizarre. You know, the other one, Frank Luntz, I don't know what's gotten into his coffee in the morning, but good Lord, he seems to have veered to the left, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a never-Trumper, and he's made too much money in Washington. He's too in bed with the really, really corrupt, you know, tyrants inside the Beltway. And, you know, there's nothing. I don't know why they still have him on Fox so much. But, you know, he can do his little dial thing. Yeah, they dialed up and they dialed. So what? Yeah. You know, I mean, do you watch those anymore? Because I don't. I do not.
No. I have important things to do. I got to clip my toenails. I got to yell.
Exactly. Wash your hair.
Yeah. I mean, I got important stuff. Now, I'm curious to know, Brian. I want to remind everybody that Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian, one of the most astute observers of all things political, and he's been joining us on a weekly basis as we get closer and closer and closer to the election. You mentioned Aurora, Colorado. And I'm curious, are the people in Massachusetts looking at Aurora, Colorado and Springfield, Ohio and saying, hey, hold my Bud Light. Let me show you what it's like to have illegal aliens like, you know, sleeping on the floor of the airport.
Well, I think, Jeff, there's what I call a blue curtain that keeps people in places like New England in the dark. So you have only a minority of people who have any clue as to what's going on out there in the country. And if the Boston Globe or the PBS station didn't tell them something or Rachel Maddow, then in their world it didn't happen. For instance, you know, there have not been two assassination attempts against the president in their little weird world. You know, their events that he staged, you know, so that I have to just bring you into the level of wackiness that we're talking about with these clowns. So you talk about Springfield, Ohio. Let me just say, if you brought 20,000 Haitians into a upscale Massachusetts town. I could name some of them, and they are wealthy beyond anyone's wildest dreams, like Weston or so. You know, I could give you some town names. It doesn't matter.
Right.
If you put 20,000 Haitians in the town squares and just said, okay, people, go figure out what you're going to do next.
Right.
You know, there would be an uproar, unimaginable uproar, but it's okay to dump it on Ohio. You know, it's okay to dump it on Aurora, Colorado, or Texas, or anywhere else in the country, whether Virginia or anywhere. I mean, it could be anywhere. So that's the bottom line. As long as their little, you know, kingdoms, our fiefdoms are protected in their little rich towns, they're fine, you know, and that's, we're still there. These people are oblivious, but I also know that Trump is going to go to Springfield, Ohio, even though the mayor told him not to, and I'm so glad he's doing it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And you're right. Look, you're not going to find a lot of subsidized housing in Swellesley. And wasn't it just like last year, Governor DeSantis sent what? Two dozen illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket?
Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. Martha's Vineyard. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You would have thought that.
And they had them removed. They had them removed within 24 hours.
By the way, now, do you ever visit with Bill Galvin, the Secretary of State? And the reason I ask you this, I've shared this with my listeners. I have not lived in the People's Republic of Massachusetts for years and years. And yet, every year, in fact, more than once a year, two, three, four times a year, every time there's an election in Massachusetts, Bill Galvin, the Massachusetts Secretary of State, sends me a form to get an absentee ballot.
Great. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, well, and if you were deceased, you'd get 10 of those. You know, that's...
You're absolutely correct.
Yes, yeah, fill them out generously and vote, you know, early and often. And
that's
what
exactly
they say, right?
That's right.
So, yeah,
that's
just, it's as corrupt as it's ever been up this way. And, you know, it started to make the national news with people being accused of murder who are innocent and, you know, a police recruit being killed in what is clearly a hazing incident at the police academy. You know, people who are normally extremely pro-law enforcement are up in arms.
Right.
And it's because of political corruption, not police corruption. It's political.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Hey, Brian, I can't believe I'm out of time with you, but do me a favor. I want everybody to be following you, and I know you've got a couple of different ways that they can do that. Give everybody the best ways that they can follow Brian.
Yeah, Morgan. You bet. You bet, Jeff. Media Equalizer, so it's facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, Media Equalizer. We have another page at facebook.com/Red Wave America, one word, Red Wave America. Those are two good places to find us. We've got other ones, too, but those are the key right now.
All right, and you know that Media Equalizer is my favorite because I look at
it good.
I have for years. You're the best,
good.
My friend. I look forward
Thank
to
you.
Chatting with you soon. That is Brian Maloney. He is the Media Equalizer. And let me tell you something. He's been the Media Equalizer for years. He does a great job. When you go to Facebook, look for Media Equalizer. Make sure you are following that page. You're going to get a lot of really, really good information. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Can I share a really angry, nasty text? I love angry, nasty texts, by the way. It's so much more fun than the happy ones. Ah, Jeff, we love you. Jeff, you are painfully handsome. Oh, Jeff, we cannot believe how brilliant you are. And, yeah, I mean, what can I tell you? So let me share some of the angry ones with you. Now, we used to have a fully sponsored hate mail segment. I'd love to get back to that. I really would. Your hate messages brought to us by so-and-so. I don't remember who used to sponsor the hate mail segment, but it was great. Now we've got our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, and, you know, we take whatever comes in. I don't read all of them on the air because some of them are, well, they're just not very good, and some of them are really good. Remind you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line available to everybody all the time, 833-804-1140. 804 is a very, very bitter man, clearly. He says, dude, you only work 3 hours a day. Now, that's not exactly true. Because sometimes I knock off early. So anyway, he says, but dude, you only work 3 hours a day. Get off your butt and set your own mailbox post. It's a man thing that every man should be able to do. My wife could set a mailbox post, and she is 67. Okay, well, send her over. I'll make coffee or tea or toast a bagel or something. I don't think I have to turn in a man card because I'm not setting a mailbox post. I don't know how to do it. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know. It's not in my wheelhouse. And everybody's saying, Jeff, you just need to go to Lowe's or Home Depot. I'm not allowed to go to Lowe's or Home Depot. Are you kidding me? Not a chance. But seriously, sir, if your 67-year-old wife can set the mailbox properly with the cement or concrete or whatever it is, can you send her over and have her do that? I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. God. Well, this is a good one, though. 804 says, Jeff, get that putz with the home show to help you out. Or do you hate him as much as I do? Are you talking about Richard? I don't hate Richard. And I don't know why you hate Richard. Richard is a nice guy. No, he really is. And he knows a lot about this stuff. But I'm not going to ask him to set the mailbox post. And clearly, you're not going to ask him because you just called him a putz. But really, that 67-year-old woman, if she knows how to do it, I'm all in. What else? What other home improvement projects could we have this gentleman's 67-year-old wife do for us? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure we can put together a list, and maybe it would be a good, you know, like, second career for her. That's all I'm saying. Kevin Carroll's going to be with us. You know, Kevin's part of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, retired Chesterfield County Police Sergeant. Big, big, big involvement in the communities. They got a big rally coming up down in Chesterfield. So he's going to join us at 4:35. I'm looking forward to that. You got a couple of moments here, and I don't want you to think I'm being annoying. I might be annoying, but I'm just trying to remind you that the tickets for Politics and Pints are just about gone. So please go to WRBA.com and get yours before they are gone. And John Reed, tomorrow morning, who knows?
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Maybe he'll announce tomorrow he is in the race for lieutenant governor. I don't know. Tune in at 6. You might hear that piece of news. It is 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, we're making our way right through the week. This is pretty good. Pretty happy about it. Great texts coming in. Love the texts. Yep. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Well, I'll tell you, this mailbox discussion has just taken on a life of its own. Wow. Well, and I do love the angry messages. I do. You know, every once in a while, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I've done some good stuff in my life. Right, I got three kids, and I'm part of making them, and I think they're, you know, pretty good. You know, I've done one or two things that I think are good. Right, I mean, not necessarily everything. I've done plenty of crappy stuff, but I've done some good stuff. I was in jail this morning, and I do need to explain that to you because. When I left this morning, I said to Heidi, all right, well, I'm going to jail. What? I said, oh, yeah. And one of the folks I work with, who's a good guy, Kent, sent me a text message. And I just, you know, it's not like I'm making stuff. I said, I'm in jail at the moment. I'll call you back later. As you may or may not know, I have been a pain in the rear end to Chris Beach and the team at the Fatherhood Foundation to get a program stood up here in Hanover at Pamunkey Regional Jail to deal with some of the fathers who were inside. Now, Pamunkey Regional Jail, you may or may not know. I'm hoping you're totally unfamiliar with it. That would be good. If you can tell me which pod is the best, okay. But Pamunkey Regional Jail houses folks and serves the communities of Hanover County, Caroline County, and the town of Ashland. And what Chris Beach and the Fatherhood Foundation have done is they have a great program called the Inside Out Dad. And that's not about, you know, looking at your gizzard and figuring stuff out. It's about going and helping fathers who are incarcerated get their stuff together. You know, I almost said that word, but, you know, get their stuff together so that they're not back in jail. They don't go to prison. They, you know, get their acts together. And the way that we teach it is we're all fathers, right? That's why we're part of the Fatherhood Foundation. Now, there are some great women who are involved. There are some folks who don't have kids. I get it. But at its core, the Fatherhood Foundation is exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of fathers who said, we can do better. And we can help men do better. So it has been a pain and it's been a slog, and that's okay. That's the way this stuff works. It's bureaucracy, right? But we had our final meeting this morning, which is fantastic. Getting all of the T's crossed and the I's dotted so that we may present the Inside Out Dad program to some of the men in Pamunkey. So that's what I'm saying. So that's one of the things I'm very proud of. It's kind of weird, I guess, but I am very, very, very proud of that. I think that's a good thing to do. I think that we have to understand that the vast majority of people who are incarcerated are getting out. They are. They're getting out. And you and I could sit here and say, well, you know, they should never be released. Okay. But they are getting out. Now, what are you going to do then? Are you going to help them at some point in some way get their stuff together and become decent members of society and pay taxes and look after the kids they made? Or are you going to say, not my problem, you know, hope it all works out for you. And then you're going to wake up one evening and they're going to be in your kitchen and you didn't invite them and they're going to be busy stuffing a toaster in their pants. So there you have it. A couple of things coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Ann in the RBA says, Jeff, maybe instead of asking Rich to put up your mailbox, he can recommend someone who can put it up securely. Oh, absolutely. No, I wouldn't ask him to do that. I'm not asking anybody to do it. Although, if you want to do it, like the guy has got his 67-year-old wife he's volunteered, we'd be happy to have her out here. I'm telling you, I would serve coffee. And if she doesn't like bagels, that's okay. I'll get some Danish. Hey, Jeff, Kevin Carroll can show you how to set your mailbox post. That is absolutely true. In fact, the reality is that Kevin wouldn't even need to show me how to do it. Kevin could come to my house and say, hey, here, hold my coffee. I'm going to set your mailbox up. And I know that because I'm looking right now at shelves in my studio that, God bless him, Kevin came up and actually put up for me. So I appreciate that. Kevin and his lovely bride, Leanne, they're great, great people. They really are. Let me see. Another nice thing about Charles Pine. He keeps calling Charles Chuck. I don't know. Does that? Charles, Jerem, do me a favor. Ask Charles if he likes Chuck. I don't know. But it sounds like this guy is friendly already, which is good. Another nice thing about Chuck is he covers local news. The other guy just did the leftist national news. Oh, you're kidding. Yeah, believe me. I knew. I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's an angry one. Hello, I heard you... I heard you working, I don't know where. Whoever said you only work 3 hours a day just might not know the entire deal. Thank you for what you do on the radio. Thank you for helping the fathers. I plan to vote Friday, Powhatan County right now, en route to Cumberland County. All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There is an angry one. I'm just trying to get to the angry one because I think it's... 804. I wasn't going to send this until you said you like angry texts. And once again, another commercial came on. Ah! I used to like to listen to your show, but it seems like most of its commercials now, you talk about somebody that you and Heidi have hired, and it's very annoying. Well, why is it very annoying? See, that's the way that I operate, and the guy didn't sign his name, so I don't know who it is, but that is the way that I operate, though. I tell you about people that I know and people that I trust. That's all. I make plenty, I believe you, plenty of salespeople angry. Because through the years, they've come and said, hey, well, you know, we want you to do this. We'd love for you to endorse this. We'd love you to talk about this. And I have to tell them no. And they're livid. They're like, well, look, I got a check from them. They're ready to go. Well, they may be ready to go, but I don't know anything about that person. I haven't worked with them. I haven't dealt with them. I didn't buy something from them. I don't use their product. And unless you can meet those requirements, I'm sorry, I can't help you out. So you are legitimately, sir or ma'am, the first person who has ever been upset about that. That's weird. Weird. Jeff, your friend John Reed struggles at reading texts. All right? Well, I don't know what to tell you. Because I think John's pretty smart. But I will give you this. The entire text stream here is screwed up six ways to Saturday. Because it takes a line and then moves it over here and takes another line and moves it over there. So you kind of sort of have to play. It's like Jenga, but in reverse. And you put all the text pieces back together. 804 says, Jeff, I am not a 677-year-old woman. I'm not even 67 years old. I'm not a contractor, but I listen to your show every day. I'll make you a deal. You give me two tickets to Politics and Pints, and I will install your mailbox. I'll even throw in the concrete. That's Jeff in Camden. Jeff, I'd love to help you out, man, and nobody believes me. I don't have any tickets. I get notes from friends. I mean, like, really good friends. And they're like, oh, I know you said on the air you don't have any. But, you know, listen, I don't have any tickets. I don't. You have to go to WRVA.com to get your tickets. 804. So, Jeff, if this lady is going to install your mailbox post, we all need to take a look at her CV. Worst case scenario, at least three of us will give references. By the way, does she do deck rails as well? I know a 25-year-old kid that needs some done. I don't know. I'll keep everybody apprised. I swear to you, I will let you know what I get back. I am worried about the economy, and I know that I am standing out here like the proverbial sore thumb. Why? Jeff, we just got a half a point interest rate cut. That's good. The markets are up. Jeff, that's good. It's going to make it easier for mortgages. It's going to make it, you know, credit cards. I understand that. But the last time that we had a rate cut this large, it's 0.5%. They call it 50 basis points, but it's 0.5%. The last time we had that was because of COVID. And before that, it was because of 9/11 and the entire real estate market melting down. You may not like President Trump. I can't help you with that. I like President Trump. But what President Trump said is pay close attention to this, because that big a rate cut could involve two things. Thing number one, it's political. I guarantee you it's political. Number two, the economy writ large is not as good as we're being told, right? Wasn't the goal 2% inflation? And in fact, we have 2.5% inflation. I'm not a math guy, and I will ask Dr. Dave Bratt tomorrow for his opinions, but I think there might not be all good news involving this. All right. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. Looking at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, anyone who has a vast portfolio did well, but working Joes are going to get screwed by more inflation. You're absolutely correct. What did I tell you? Unless you got a 19.7% pay increase, you are making less money now than you were back in 2021. That's the reality of it. And you might have a boss go, well, I did this, I did that. Doesn't matter. Have you given your employees a percentage that meets or exceeds the rate of inflation? If the answer is no, then your employees are making less. And it doesn't matter how much you scream or holler or try and cajole people, they're making less. And there are a lot of people now who are just starting to figure out how money works, how inflation works. And I got news for you, they're not happy about it. 804, Jeff, is Dave Brat on tomorrow? Of course he is. It's Friday. Dr. Dave Brat, former Congressman Dave Brat, Professor Dave Brat. I mean, whatever title he's got on. Yeah, he's a good guy. 804, Jeff, can Stan help you with the mailbox? No, it doesn't have an engine. Well, I've got one of those engine-free mailboxes. So, no, all right. Listen, I did something. People like to say that I did a thing. Well, you know what my thing was? I actually watched CNN, and you're welcome. I did it so that you wouldn't have to. Take a listen. This Scott Jennings, man, I'm telling you, he has become the reason to watch CNN because he just, well, he corrects all of them. Cut number one.
The saying like, what's the red line? That I remember so well, July 13th. And I remember the conversations in the days that followed. I remember President Biden's speech about toning down the rhetoric, and I saw the rhetoric toned down on both sides. And then 20 minutes into his acceptance speech, Donald Trump turned up the volume. I'm not blaming him for what happened. Of course, in our country, you do not decide political disputes through violence. But the problem is that we have too much hate speech right now, and we are creating.
Give me an example. What do you mean by hate speech? Because I want to specifically know. Because I think I know what it is, but I'm interested in what you think about this. Because I agree with you. I do think we have too much hate speech. But give me an example.
I would say when you use the term vermin to describe your political opponents.
So you think it's Trump's fault that he got shot, or got shot, or
you just said that's what he was
thought. Thank you, Scott. I won't step in that trap. That's not what I said. There is no place in this country for violence. But let's be honest about why we have so much tension in this country. When you dehumanize people, you are using the rhetoric of the 30s. I'm not going to say which country in the 30s, but when you dehumanize people, you make it easier for disturbed minds to do the wrong thing. And let me just remind you of something. In 2019, Donald Trump said that the internet is a dangerous avenue, okay, to radicalize disturbed minds. He was right.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Everything is Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump got shot. Yep, that's his fault. Somebody was ready to shoot at Donald Trump. Well, that's Trump's fault, you know. You know what else could be Trump's fault? An improved economy, more jobs, more money in your pocket. That could be Trump's fault. I personally would like to see that happen. I am ready at this point to say maybe we can do better. Don't you think? Yeah. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday Eve. There's all sorts of good stuff happening. The weather is not bad, although I'll tell you, just in the time that you and I have been together, the humidity has kind of ratcheted up a few points, and it's starting to get a little sticky. We'll make our way through it, that's for sure. We got Kevin Carroll joining us in a couple of moments. Big event coming up down in Chesterfield. It's this Saturday at the Chesterfield County Airport, and we'll let Kevin talk all about that. We've got Dr. Keith Ablow is going to be joining us at 5:35. Now, tomorrow, because it's Friday, a lot of things happen on Fridays, including the fact that Dr. Dave Brat joins us. Dave, as you know, formerly a member of Congress for the 7th District, has been out at Liberty University for a number of years now. He was there heading up the business school at Liberty. He's now the vice provost, I think.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For business affairs, they're a whole slew of titles, but to his core, Dave is an economist. That's what his bread and butter has been throughout the years. And so I am looking forward to chatting with him about this interest rate cut. I know we're supposed to be excited about it. We're talking about how things are happening on Wall Street. And there's a big uptick on the Dow. But I would caution you in this way. People get very disturbed when there is a drop of 500 points in the Dow. And people today are very excited because there's an uptick of 500 points. Please remember what I say when it's down. The Dow right now is what, 40, 41,000? So a move of 500 is interesting, but it's not necessarily make or break. And I think behind the scenes, under the radar, what President Trump said the other day is probably closer to the mark, that this interest rate cut has more to do with politics, right? It's about helping out Kamala Harris. And it might also indicate, and this is the one that concerns me, and this is what I think, is that the economy has been damaged much more seriously and hurt much more than people have acknowledged by Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and these other crazy leftists in D.C. So we'll see how that all plays out. Governor Youngkin also talking about that on Fox News. Now, I mentioned to you my friend Kevin Carroll, a good, good guy, retired sergeant out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. He's a member of the Board of Supes. I think he just got reelected to that not too long ago, and they got a big event coming up on Saturday that I want you to know about. Kevin, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for having me on this afternoon.
Ah, it's good to hear your voice, man. It's nice to hear you and think that everything is going well in your world, I hope.
I think you're feeling a lot better. I mean, the last time I got to see you, I think, was at Politics and Pints, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I saw the photos, you and your lovely bride taking your boat out for the last time. Did you weep just a little bit? You did, didn't you?
Well, you know, we never know. Maybe God will give us another warm day when the leaves are changing on the lake, and we'll get to go out and appreciate it one more time.
Ooh, wow, I do like the way you think. All right, my friend, this Saturday at the Chesterfield County Airport, you got one or two things happening, don't you?
So we wanted to hold a Get Out to Vote event to get people excited about getting out to vote and give them an opportunity to come and meet their candidates in person. So we have a great event at the Chester County Airport. We're using a private hangar. No government funds have been utilized to fund this event. It's all private donations to do it. It's a private hangar owned by an individual who's allowing us to use it. But we're going to have some really great people there. So if you're in the community and you'd like to come out and meet Congressman Rob Whitman for the 1st District, you should come on out. He's going to be there. Hung Cao, who's running for State Senate, is going to be there. Bill Moore, who's running in the 4th Congressional District, is going to be there. And we got a couple of special guests that are coming. The Lieutenant Governor, Winston Sears, and the Governor, Glenn Youngkin, will be there. As well as myself and other elected leaders, Sheriff Carl Leonard and others from the Chesterfield County Republican Committee. I've been working with the Republican Committee to get this whole event put together, and it's come together quite nicely, and it should be a lot of fun. It's not going to take all day. We're going to get there at 9 o'clock in the morning, start at 10, and have an opportunity for fellowship, opportunity to meet people who are like-minded, and get some really great information provided to in person from the candidates. And so if you're not busy, come on down. That's what I say.
No, it sounds like a great event. It's this Saturday, Chesterfield County Airport.
Yep.
9 o'clock is when you're going to want to get there. 10 o'clock is when the festivities will get underway. And you've got all of these folks, Hung Cao and Rob Whitman and Winston Sears and Glenn Youngkin. These are great people. How do you feel as a Republican going into this election? You hopeful? You excited?
Both hopeful and excited, trying to make sure that we you know, get people to get engaged. I mean, I think people, you know this, right? So some people in the past have said, well, I can't vote for Trump for this, that, and the other reason. I think that, if you look at the last 4 years, I think you could probably figure out which way I'm going to vote.
Yeah, right.
What I would say is, all right, if you're on the fence with that, but you're a Republican or you're conservative, you have conservative values, or even if you're independent and you lean conservative, come and meet these other candidates and give yourself an opportunity to ask them the questions and hear what they have to say, and consider voting not just our entire ticket, but certainly voting for these great people that we have running for Congress and for the state Senate.
I think it's such a vital election. Let me remind everybody, Kevin Carroll is joining us. Kevin is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, retired police sergeant from the Chesterfield County Police Department. Kevin, we hear it every time, right? This is the most important election ever. This is the most important election ever. Well, there are a lot of us who are sitting back where we are of an age that we've seen an election or two. We do get this really is maybe not the most important, but it is certainly amongst the most important elections of our lifetime.
You know, my first president I got to vote for was Ronald Reagan. It was in his second term. And I remember what the inflation numbers were like back when Jimmy Carter was president going into Reagan's election and how the country progressed. And we've seen the changes in the last 4 years, under this current administration. And we saw what it was prior.
Yeah.
And you know, the interest rate cut that you're talking about, you know, that there's a consequence no one's even talking about in reference to this. And that is that when you do cut the rate like that, there's a certain amount of people in the market that have been actually out of the market because they couldn't afford the interest rate and what it was going to be for monthly payment. And so we've been getting briefed on this locally. Mm-hmm. And if this does happen, if it kickstarts those people who've been out of the market, onto the market, with the housing shortage that we have, and everybody knows there is one across the United States,
right.
It's going to drive prices up. Remember, market is relative to supply and demand, and we don't have enough supply for the demand. And if the demand goes even higher, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of jubilation amongst people just at the surface level. But then once you start diving down into it, Governor Youngkin spoke about it. President Trump spoke about it. You're speaking about it. There's a lot that's going to come from this, and for good and for ill.
And look, I'm not Dave Brad. I'm not an economist, but I actually reach out to people who do this for a living to get the expert information from them, and this is what they're telling me.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. Well, is there going to be anything really cool, like, you know, gifts or swag or prizes or anything at this big rally you're doing?
Well, the coolest thing is you get to meet your candidates.
Okay.
This is just about a fun event for people to come out and have a good time and again have an opportunity to engage with people that you don't necessarily get to see.
Yeah.
And ask the questions and enjoy yourself at the same time.
Do people need to register? Because I've got a little handout here from the Chesterfield GOP that says they should sign up for the rally. Can people get to show up?
You can sign up. Nope, you can sign up ahead of time. If you go to Chesterfield, you can go to a couple of things. You can go to our, you can Google Chesterfield County Republican Committee, go to the website, and there's a way you can log on there and sign up ahead of time to come to the event. If you don't get a chance to, you can still come. We'll make it work.
Excellent, excellent. I will say that the Chesterfield GOP does mention you get signs and bumper stickers. You can also get signed up to do the door knocking. And, Kevin, just so you know, they do promise that there's cool swag available. So,
well, I guess from the swag side, the Chesterfield Republican Committee is bringing all kinds of neat stuff. But I can tell you I picked up 100 Hung Cow signs. I have Trump signs for those who are going to be looking for Trump signs.
Yeah,
we'll have Rob Whitman signs. So we'll have a bunch of stuff like that, and I know that the Republican Committee is going to have a table set up with a bunch of neat stuff on their table as well, and some stuff from the Trump people as well.
I love it. Well, listen,
I guess that's swag.
It sounds like a great time. I know you're going to do a wonderful job with this. I want to get you back when we got some more time, if you don't mind. I'd love to get an update on the search for the police chief and some of the other developments you got going on in your county, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great anytime. And yeah, we're moving forward. We're making progress with that. We hope to, we interviewed some candidates the other day. We got some more coming up, and we hope to, we're going to be talking with the board in the next meeting about the issue. And so hopefully here shortly, we'll have made some progress and maybe even have an announcement. But we've got a lot more work to do with the committee and then with the board itself. You know, our process is a little bit different than most localities.
Yeah. No. I no worries at all. But I'm looking forward to hearing that. Kevin, I appreciate you being here. Please give my best to your lovely bride. And
same to yours, brother. Yes, same to yours.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. That is Kevin Carroll. Kevin is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. I mean, really a rock solid guy. And this Saturday, 9 in the morning until 12 noon, Chesterfield County Airport, there's going to be a big get-together. You got Governor Youngkin coming out for this, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Congressman Rob Whitman, Hung Cao is going to be there, Kevin. It's going to be a good time. So if you have been either on the sidelines in Chesterfield going, I don't know what I'm going to do. Go out, meet some of the candidates. I think it'll be really educational. If you're not on the sidelines, again, man, all I need is a Hung Cao sign or a Rob Whitman sign or a Donald Trump sign. Well, Saturday is going to be the day to go and get it. Again, Chesterfield County Airport. You can go to the Chesterfield GOP, register ahead of time if you'd like. And Kevin did say, even if you just show up, that'll be cool as well. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 453, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Some good texts coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Now, one of them is in reference to one of the little sound bites we had. And they were attacking President Trump, claiming that what President Trump was saying was dehumanizing. And 804 says, Jeff, how much more dehumanizing can it be than to shoot at somebody? Great point. Great point. 804, Jeff, do you think Virginia was spared the mass dumping of illegal aliens because we are a blue state? Well, if you go back about 4 years and you take a look at where illegal aliens have been transported, courtesy of the federal government, you will see that they have, in a disproportionate way, been led to states that did not vote for Joe Biden. Now, it's not me saying that. I'm just looking at the numbers. I'm looking at all these details, and they are right there, and it's easy enough to go and double-check them if you'd like. JP in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, I concur. Charles Pyle is doing great. I heard it live when the old guy, what's his name, said, oh, shut up on air after you accurately mocked Governor Blackface. And I was impressed with how classy you were because I was cussing at the radio that day, JP in Mechanicsville. Oh, yeah, I remember that. One or two other things. And I just go about my day and keep smiling. And I am like, I think everybody. Happy that we've now got Charles doing the news, top and bottom of the hour. Great stuff. Oh, I've got an angry email. Ah, Germ, we may need to put together some sort of musical accompaniment at some point. This is from Valerie, who is, she says, I'm another listener to address the fact that you continually speak of your wife, Heidi. Well, okay. I mean, I would talk about somebody else's wife, but I think that could be problematic. You know, that might not end well for me if all of a sudden I'm speaking about somebody else's wife. So I'm sorry, Valerie, but I'm going to have to continue with my personal line of when I'm speaking of wives, I need to speak of my own particular wife, the lovely, the talented Heidi. Are you ready for John Reed? I posted this great piece from Bacon's Rebellion on the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook. Is Virginia ready for John Reed as Lieutenant Governor? I said, I'm ready. Are you? Go and check it out. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Oh, you got to follow me over on X because that's where I'm putting everything up almost immediately these days. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. WRVA.com. That's where you go right now. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 504, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is getting sticky. It's going to be a serious debate that has to take place for most of us. Do we or do we not break down and get the air on again? You know, I am one of those. I don't mind the heat at all. Heidi is such a New Englander, though. Oh, my God. I can melt. Of course, when it's flipped on its head and there's snow, and I am hiding under the bed like a scared puppy. I hate this snow. I really do. I hate cold weather, man. You just don't know how much I hate it. But anyway, the humidity is the thing that's given a lot of people a lot of cause today. So you got to make that decision. Some great texts I'm going to share with you in a second. I swear to you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And I don't want to scare you, but I do kind of want to scare you that we're just about out of the tickets for Politics and Pints. It's just about done. So if you have been one of those people sitting on the sideline going, well, I'd like to go. I should go. I went to one. I didn't go to the next one. Whatever your deal is, you got to act, and you've got to act quickly. Okay? You go to WRVA.com. get your tickets. Brian Kilmeade is coming back because he had such a great time. That's a good thing. I'm going to be there, obviously. John Reed's going to be there. Dana Lash is coming in for this. And because we do have that whole DEI thing underway at the Radio Factory, Howard Gutman will be there. Well, there has to be a designated left-wing wackadoodle, and Howard is that. And he will be there to say crazy things, and we will all mock him because he's unbelievably wrong and he's a swamp dweller. But other than that, I really do like the guy. But you'll be able to see all of us live on stage at Beacon Theater in Hopewell. WRVA.com. That's the only way to get your tickets. I've got to share a little something from CNN. This is really fascinating. That CNN for a while had been, well, they'd been kind of tracking more like a news organization and less like, you know, MSNBC Lite, but it would appear as if they're going back to the future here. And Don Lemon, remember him? Kicked out of CNN and then threw a fit. And then what was he on? I think he did an X show for Elon Musk once. And then Elon kind of said, boy, do you stink. Get out of here. And last we saw of Don Lemon, he had written a book and he was doing this whole thing, this whole video adventure where he was hiding the books all over New York City. And then there were other people doing videos that showed people finding the book and then putting it back wherever they found it or throwing it in the trash. It's not exactly climbing to number one like Bill O'Reilly's book is. And anyway, I want you to take a listen. This is cut number two, please.
How about that? Because we should all be trying to lower the temperature. And I actually agree. It's going to, you know, I'm sure some people will be surprised by this. By at least the effort, I think it's right to sort of lower the temperature. But for Donald Trump and his folks to say, and J.D. Vance, to say that it's Democrats who are causing this.
Right, you just heard J.D. Vance say that.
That's an issue. I wrote down some notes when I saw it. Do you mind if I read this?
Let me read this. Because you know what, actually, everyone should know, you were sitting just off.
I was just sitting off
set when we played the J.D. Vance.
And I'll just get through some of it. So he's called everyone who works in this building the enemy of the people.
Yep.
Right? We had pipe bombs sent because he kept calling us the enemy of the people, and that CNN was fake news. Crooked Joe, Crooked Hillary, Crooked Kamala, Comrade Kamala, Deranged Jack Smith, Bird Brain Nikki Haley, Bloodbath if he's not elected. There won't be another election if he's not elected. Bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists. Poisoning the blood of our country, destroying the blood of our country, which was something that was Hitler-esque. Communists, Marxists, fascists, left-leaning that live like vermin.
Hmm. And? Oh, is he upset about all that? Oh, you know, I thought he was like putting together a baking list and he wasn't quite to the ingredients yet. Okay, well, no, that's fine. The Teamsters Union, as we talked about yesterday, first time since Bill Clinton, so what, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? First time that they are not endorsing the Democrat for president. Why is that? Well, because the Democrat is Kamala Harris and she stinks to high heaven, right? I mean, that's where we are. Guys and gals who drive trucks understand what's happening in the real world. They understand better than a lot of people what's happening in the real world because they are the first to deal with the price of diesel fuel. Diesel impacts every single solitary one of us. I've had people tell me, well, Jeff, I don't drive a diesel vehicle, so I don't care. Okay. I don't know private automobiles that are diesel for the most part. Mercedes used to do a whole slew of diesel vehicles. I don't know if they still do. So you might very well be right. You don't drive a car that is a diesel car. You don't have neighbors that have diesel cars. But I'm here to tell you, every single solitary thing that you have purchased, that you are wearing, that you are using, that you have eaten, every single thing has at some point touched diesel. Whether it's in a truck or on a train, diesel impacts everything. And that's why the Teamsters Union, seeing diesel prices where they were for the last 4 years, has said, hell no, we're not on Kamala Harris. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre, the current minister of propaganda, was asked about the Teamsters. I want you to take a listen. Cut number eight.
And on Teamsters, I know you can't talk about the endorsement specifically, but the union also put out its internal polling that showed that there was a pretty wide margin of rank-and-file membership that supported former President Donald Trump. To what extent is that a referendum on the work of this administration?
Look, I'm not going to speak to their poll. I'm not going to speak to the rank and file. Look, it is we're talking about a 2024, obviously, an election that is just a few weeks away. I can't speak to that. I can't speak to their decision to endorse, not endorse. I guess in this case, not endorse. What I can speak to is what this president and this vice president has done in the last 3.5 years. This president has been called the most pro-union president ever, and I think
outpolled President Biden.
I hear you. I mean, we're talking about.
How does that reflect on the administration's
We're talking about one union, right? We're talking about the Teamsters.
1.6 million people.
Yeah, I hear you, but we're still talking about one union. And I'm not going to go into their data. I'm not going to go into their polling. But what I will say is, many other labor unions have said. And they've been very clear about what this president has been able to do. Thinking about manufacturing jobs, you're thinking about building an economy that leaves nobody behind. You're thinking about what we've been able to do to make sure that we're bringing back American jobs here, made in America, obviously here. We created an office to do just that. And so the president has certainly not just done the talk, he's walked the walk. And I think there are many labor unions out there who have seen that from this administration. I'm not going to dive in or double down or get into a particular polling that's out there.
Interesting. Incredibly incompetent and fundamentally untruthful, but you know, tomato and coffee cup. I mean, it is what it is. What am I going to do? She's going to lie every single day that she's at that lectern. It doesn't matter. She's lied every day since she got there, and there's not going to be any difference if, in fact, Joe Biden is allowed to finish out his term. I'm still wondering. Look, I know it's 47 days until Election Day itself, but they were so happy to force Joe Biden off the ticket, and they had no qualms whatsoever about doing that. I'm not entirely sure that they let him finish out his term of office. That if they're looking at these polls, and there are a lot of polls out there, that are indicating President Trump is doing just fine, thank you very much, and Kamala Harris has, she's got some real problems. And so the people behind the scenes, and there are a lot of people behind the scenes, who may very well be looking at this saying, okay, here's how we can drag her kicking and screaming over the finish line and bring her emotional support VP with her. She's got to be president. She's got to be seen as the president. She's got to be seen in control. She has to be seen in the Oval Office. And I hate to say this, but I think there's such awful human beings that comprise large chunks of the swamp that they may very well prevail upon him to leave. He's sticking around right now, as you and I both know, because his wife loves the parties and his idiot son needs a pardon. That's why he's there. I don't know. I just don't know. We'll chat with Dr. Keith Ablow about that. I'm curious to know about the emotional state of people who are doing what they're doing and how they can do it. Gosh, there's just part of me that says you just have to be pretty close to a sociopath to say and do the things that some of these folks are saying and doing. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. I don't know if you've gotten your tickets yet for Politics and Pints. I know by the reporting, there are not that many tickets left. So I would really, really encourage you to head over to WRVA.com. You can do it right now. It's easy to click through there. Get your tickets. If you're worried about a friend or a buddy who was supposed to go with you and you're not sure if they're going to go, my suggestion is get their ticket for them. Seriously, just get it now while we've got them. That way you've got the tickets. And God forbid somebody says, you know what, I'm busy October the 16th, or, I don't want to go to Hopewell to the Beacon Theater, or I hate Dana Lash, or whatever it is, I don't care. And they say, no, I don't want to go. All right, now you got an extra ticket. Believe me, there'll be plenty of folks who would say, I'll be happy to take it off your hands, you know, if history is any lesson. So WRVA.com is where you go to get your tickets for Politics and Pints. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center. For this evening, we've got rain. It should clear out overnight. Overnight lows of 60. Tomorrow, that is Friday, lots of sunshine, a high of 84. Right now, 79 at Richmond's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Radio WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff, comes a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's a credible source talking about five assassination teams in the United States operating right now, Iran, Russia, Ukraine, and two domestic teams. All right, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's possible. Anything is possible. I mean, our border is it's not even our border anymore. What used to be our border is an absolute sieve now. So not a shock at all that you got bad people coming over and looking to do bad things. Should you be trying to help a candidate if you are a reporter and not a talk show host? Not a pundit, not a commentator, but an actual honest-to-goodness reporter. You know, a real reporter, a serious journalist? Well, this member of the National Association of Black Journalists was on MSNBC. Yes, yes, I watched it so that you don't have to. It's all right. Nope, you're welcome. But he was on there, and he said to one of the folks there, hey, I asked Kamala Harris a specific question because I was looking to help her. Cut number five.
Jaron, why did you ask that question?
You know, it was important for me to ask that question because, one, I noticed in doing my research for this interview, the vice president had been using the joyful warrior term even years before she was a vice president. She did an interview with Ellen DeGeneres, and she described herself as a joyful warrior. And this is obviously a theme of the Harris-Walz campaign that I think is resonating with voters. But also because I noticed that on the Republican side, they've been using Joy, her laughing, and using that as a tool to suggest that she's not a serious candidate, particularly as a black woman, and the implications that might yeah. give to voters. And it was important for me to lift that up. And who doesn't love Joy?
Exactly.
Joy.
Exactly. I totally agree.
You do? Okay. I would just be a little concerned. That's all. And I would be a little concerned because, well, your job is not to help one candidate or the other if you're a real reporter. Now, if you're willing to hand in your real reporter card and your serious journalist card and say, all right, look, I'm taking a position here. I'm going to help advance one candidate or the other. Okay, that's fine. But I think you need to be honest about it. The fact that you feel so comfortable telling the dozen or so people who are watching MSNBC that, in fact, you were doing your best to help Kamala Harris, that is problematic. But again, you know, you've only got about maybe even a half a dozen people watching it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my buddy John Reed will be here. Make sure you're here for that. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 534, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. All right, I have flown the white flag. I actually closed the windows and turned on the AC. It's not that it's overly hot, but I'm telling you, we had a break from some of the humidity for a few days, and, well, it is back like nobody's business. We've got a lot of great stuff that we're dealing with today. I want to remind you, tomorrow, our good friend Dr. Dave Brad is going to be here. Dave, as you know, an economist by training, a college professor. He joins us on Fridays, not on behalf of Liberty University or anything else, just because, well, Dave and I are buds. And because he is absolutely the smartest man you're ever going to meet when it comes to the world of economics. There is just nobody who gets it like he does. And right about now, you and I are in an economic situation where you've got some of the cheerleaders, right? You've got everybody left going, oh, this is great. Oh, the Fed did this. They cut the rate. It's a half a point. It's going to be wonderful. Everybody's getting back to, I don't know, being happy or taking out a mortgage to buy groceries, whatever it is. But then you have a few people on the other side, and I happen to be one of those people on the other side, who's saying, you know, the last time the Fed had such a substantial rate cut was as a result of COVID. They've done this sort of thing after 9/11. it may not be as rosy as you would like to think it is. President Trump called this out and said, I get it. There are going to be a lot of people that feel good because the rate cut happened. However, there are a couple of reasons that it could have happened. Political, I think that's absolutely true. I think the Fed cooks the books all the time in favor of certain political people. But number two, as President Trump points out, because the damage to the economy at the hands of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is much worse than anybody knows. Governor Youngkin said that yesterday on Fox. And anyway, I just want you to be aware of that. And Dave Brown will be with us tomorrow. We'll really, really, really dive into all of that. You know, Dr. Keith Ablo is a guy who is an astute observer of, well, of everything, and really has, I think, a handle on issues that nobody else has. And that's why I'm always happy to welcome him to this here little program. Keith, welcome, my friend. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure
is that good that my handle is different than everyone else's? I have a handle that no one else has, which could be good.
Yeah.
Unless it isn't.
I say it is. And you know what? It's my show. If I say it is, by God, it is. I think it is. I think you're good.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm curious to know, Keith, just big picture, step up to the plate here. We got 47 days until the official election day. Some places, like here in Virginia, early election nearing happens. Early voting starts tomorrow, believe it or not. So just as you look at the candidates, what you've been able to hear, what you've been able to read, what you've been able to see, what's your sense right now? Because you wrote a marvelous book about President Trump and certain qualities that he has. And I want people to get the book, obviously, but just put that into play. What are you seeing right now?
I'm seeing a very stark choice, Jeff, between fact and fantasy, right? Between the fact that go along with President Trump having demonstrated that he can be the president and that he can move other leaders in the direction of sensible choices, mm-hmm. that he can take control of the economy, that he has the experience to do that, and fantasy, which is that Kamala Harris can actually run the country, be taken seriously by foreign leaders, and isn't just posing, if you will, in that role after having been placed in the role, having gotten no public mandate whatsoever from her own party, having been essentially placed in that role by power brokers. That's a bit of fiction, as is the notion that she's in command of things to the extent that she can navigate incredible conflicts like the Russia-Ukraine conflict and handle the economy. So I think of it as a choice, a very stark choice between truth and fiction. People, 50% of the country, almost, hopefully less than 50%, I hope, the progressives, are friendly to fiction. They like it better. It's like drugs or a delusion. It feels better to them.
All right. Now, walk me through this. Walk all of us through this, Keith. Everybody, at least in theory, is living on planet Earth, and we're talking about the people, 300 million Americans. We're all living here within the confines of what used to be our borders and everything else. Okay, so we're here, and we have our feet on the same patch of Earth. Now, there are people who, just like you, just like me, are paying more for gasoline and paying more for utilities and realize that their kids, well, they can't afford to buy a home and they might not get a job. And over the last 4 years, almost, the price overall for everything is up just about 20%, 20% inflation. How do those people who have experienced exactly what we have, how do they bring themselves to say, oh, yeah, there's the cure in the vice president?
Well, some people will believe it if you simply say, well, that was due to President Trump, and we're doing the best we can to manage the calamity he left behind, which is diametrically opposed to reality and truth.
Right.
But after all, how can that matter when Kamala Harris during the debate said, well, no one goes to your rallies? To the president, when we know they're jam-packed with thousands and thousands of cheering people. He's like a rock star.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yet she says that, and if you were to corral 100 Democrats in this great state of Massachusetts and say, do you know, you heard what the vice president said. Is that true or completely crazy?
Right.
They would say in large numbers, well, I assume it's true. She said it, and it must be true. They probably fake the camera angles to make it look like there are lots of people. That's what we're dealing with. And so, literally, they believe, and by the way, folks who are delusional,
mm-hmm.
When they go to the store, it's still tough maybe to break through that shell of delusion and say it could be different, because what they're thinking is, well, what are you saying? It could be different if what? If we were to, what, like racially stereotype people? If we were to close the border and imprison children? Is that what you're trying? No. I'm talking about economic principles.
Yep.
I'm talking about, right? And but they've connected it to so many boogeymen that there are little roots of delusional escape for your average progressive to try to believe that this could be true, that Kamala Harris could handle the economy, and that the cutting of interest rates, which is really an attempt to avert a recession, if possible, which it might not be possible, or stagflation, which is even worse, that means all is well. Well, you're just being manipulated again. Why is it? Could one ask oneself, listen, why is it that gas prices are a little bit down and interest rates are falling a bit right before the election?
Yep.
I'm not paranoid, but I think it's a little convenient.
Absolutely. So would I be going out on a limb to say that some of these folks who describe themselves as progressives, instead of needing to get a ballot, actually need to get a prescription of some sort?
You're right. I mean, in fact, I think it's a kind of disorder. It's a failure to elevate the notion of autonomy and independence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a failure to embrace reality. And not to get too Freudian with this, but Freud talked about the death instinct, that, you know, people want to live, but there's a converse odd pull that people flirt with death, right? Like they do death-defying acts or they do extreme sports, because there's this weird polarity where getting to the edge is somehow enchanting to people. I think that half the country wants the country to go away.
Wow.
They want to dissolve this country and have it be part of, well, I guess one world government, but something much more like a communist one world government, where there's nowhere to go and the state becomes your parent, because a lot of people want to be babied again. They remember it deep in their psyche somewhere. They remember their every need being taken care of, and the powerlessness that went with that is still paradoxically attractive to them. And they're willing to trade.
So let me see if I get this right. Most of us, I think, go through the stages of development. I'm trying to remember my developmental psychology, but I do remember five stages in psychosexual development. There's an oral stage.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that stage, which is what, like the first 18 months, we got fully formed adults who would like to they'd like to go back to being babies.
No question. That's exactly right. There's a paradoxical pull in that direction that I think has a grip on a large percentage of progressives. They wouldn't be able to say it.
Right.
It's unconscious. They would deny it. They'd rail against this notion. But the underlying psychological dynamic, I think, is, wasn't it nice? Somewhere deep in my psyche, I remember that everything was taken care of for me and nothing was expected of me. Just be cute. Pose for your selfies. Right? Take some good baby pictures and we'll feed you, clothe you, and tell you what to say and what not to say. They want that too, by the way. Right? They're like, no, tell us what to say and what not to say. And again, it goes very deep, and they rely on it. I guarantee you the progressive leaders, they know what they're doing. They know they are appealing to that psychological state where you say to people, you have complete freedom because you have none.
Wow.
Now that sounds crazy, right? It sounds like 1984.
Yeah.
But here we are. Didn't you love it when mommy said, be home before it's dark?
Right.
Don't say that.
That's right.
Don't say that to that nice lady.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Some people carry that as a kind of wonderland. They want to go back to the Wizard of Oz to tell them who they are and what kind of heart they should have and what they should say and not say.
That is so terrifying. Now, my, you know, my my mindset, again, remembering some of the Freudian stuff, is just to tell him, look, you can deal with all of this by sucking your thumb. And if you suck your thumb, then you will you will go back to that that oral stage and all will be right. That is Dr. Keith Ablo. Love having the good doctor on with us. Remember, go to KeithAblo.com, KeithAblo.com. He's writing and exploring so many different things, and he's always so kind to join us. KeithAblo.com, 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I have just enough time to share a little something with you. It is, well, it's Kamala Harris way back. Yeah, jump into the way back machine. And, you know, she said, well, Tim Walz and I are gun owners. We're not coming for your guns. All these people telling you we're coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. Cut number 9.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from me?
Wow. As she said, in the sanctity of your locked home, that doesn't mean we're not going to walk in. Well, now, if my front door is locked and my back door is locked and I'm enjoying, you know, just kind of hanging out in the sanctity of my locked home, maybe I'm relaxing. Maybe Heidi has gone out for the evening and I'm just kicking back, because that does happen every once in a while. And I'm just, you know, I'm just hanging out. I'm sitting in my gym shorts and a T-shirt. Maybe I got one of those birch beers, and now I have the birch beer cordial, which makes the birch beer that much more, you know, birchy. And I'm just sitting there. You're telling me, ma'am, that you are coming into my home through a locked door to check on how things are going in my house. I don't want to be nasty about it, but that just doesn't sound right to me. How are they coming in? Are they coming through the windows? Sure, we got enough time, right? Just do cut number 9 one more time.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from me?
Are you going to check and make sure I you know, turned off the oven? I don't know. I don't know. Boy, oh boy. That just does not sound right to me. Now, I'm going to let that sort of percolate in your head for a day, okay? Seriously. I just want you to think about it. And the easy way, if you need to go back and review, go to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com, and you can listen to this whole show right there online. Listen to that, and you tell me, and throughout the course of the night, you're more than welcome to shoot me a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, or, you know, you could just send me an email, jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com, and, well, there you go. All right. Now, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., I hope you've been listening to my friend John Reed. There's always great stuff there. You've got a chance when you go to newsradiowrva.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints before they are all gone, because they are really, really, really flying out the door. We're just about all sold out. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.